Theme Time Radio Hour is brought to you by Cadillac.
It's nighttime in the big city. Foghorns bellow in the gloom along the wharf. Milk in the coffee only turns it gray. It's Theme Time Radio Hour with your host, Bob Dylan.
Welcome once again to Theme Time Radio Hour. As Albert Einstein once said, I will never believe that God plays dice with the universe. Well, I'm not usually one to disagree with someone as smart as Albert Einstein, but today we're going to look at the idea of playing dice with the universe as we examine the world of luck. Good luck and bad luck. Luck of the draw. Dumb luck. The luck who's a lady and the luck of the Irish. Lucky ducky and pressing your luck. We're talking about being lucky in love and tough luck. We're going to be talking about hard luck and down on your luck. And as luck would have it, we're going to be talking about shit out of luck. Let's start things off in a good mood. This is Paul Evans, the man who wrote the song Roses Are Red, My Love, for Bobby Vinton. He wrote songs for Elvis Presley, Jackie Wilson, and Reba McEntire. And he wrote this song, Happy Go Lucky Me. Here's Paul Evans.
I can laugh when things ain't funny. Happy go lucky me. Yeah, I can smile when I ain't got no money. Happy go lucky me. It may sound silly, but I don't care. I got the moonlight, I got the sun, I got the stars above. Me and my filly, well, we both share. So happy go happy, happy go lucky love. Well, life is sweet, whoa, sweet as honey. Happy go lucky me. Yeah. It's happy go happy, happy go lucky love. Well, life is sweet, whoa, yeah, sweet as honey. Happy go lucky me. Happy go lucky me.
That was Paul Evans. Laughing when things ain't funny, and smiling when he ain't got no money. Happy-go-lucky me. If that song sounds familiar, maybe you heard it as the theme to John Waters' 1998 movie, Pecker.
Do you know what I do at the Shangri-La?
You're a cooler. You turn winners into losers.
Do you know how I do that?
Listen, I know there's a lot of stuff that happens in casinos all the time.
I do it by being myself. People get next to me, their luck turns. It's always been that way.
Here's some things that are considered unlucky. The number 13, like Friday the 13th. Spilling salt is considered bad luck. When salt was more precious than gold, if you spilled some, people thought it meant that a demon was trying to steal your salt. But if you throw a little salt over your left shoulder, the demon would take that and leave. Breaking a mirror is considered bad luck. According to legend, the image in the mirror is our actual soul. When you break a mirror, your soul is separated from your body. Bad luck indeed. We'll talk about some other bad luck stuff later on in the show. Here's a song that is based on a Blind Lemon Jefferson song. Lemon called it Bad Luck Blues.
I want to go home and I ain't got sufficient. No, don't go, my bad luck goes. wanna go home and I ain't got the patience.
A few years later, in 1961, BB recorded this, Bad Luck Soul.
I wanna go home, but I ain't got sufficient clothes. Doggone my bad luck soul. I ain't got no money, and my job's done closed. I would call that old woman, but I'm afraid that she may explode. My wife done quit me, my girlfriend too. Doggone my bad luck soul. I ain't got nobody, and I don't know what to do. They say things will get better, but I don't believe that's true. I thought I had friends, but they all disappeared. Doggone my bad luck soul. Everything I do, people, everything I do seems to be wrong. It wouldn't be so bad if I knew. My bad luck soul. Everything I do be wrong. Everything I do seems to be wrong. It wouldn't be so bad if I knew that I had a home. I got put in jail for something I didn't do. Doggone my bad luck soul. They say things will get better, but I don't believe it's true. I would call an old woman, but I'm afraid that she may.
B.B. King, Bad Luck Soul, on Theme Time Radio Hour. Sometimes you just play a record because you like the name of the band. I love the name of this band, but I also love the record. It's Eddie Dugas and the A-ha Playboys from down in San Antonio on the Sarge record label. Willie Nelson and Doug Thumb made their earliest recordings for Sarge, but mostly the label recorded Western Swing. Eddie Dugas recorded this song with his Playboys, which featured Johnny Olin and Rudy Tootie Grazel. They later switched to a more rock and roll sound. Here they are, though, with Bad Luck Come My Way. Eddie Dugas and the A-ha Playboys.
Bad luck come my way, but my luck's gonna change someday. Gonna get myself a four-leaf clover, hang a horseshoe on my door. Now my gal let me down, broke my heart and left this town. Can't win, bound to lose, and I'm gonna end up with the blues. Gonna dance all night, drink some wine, and I'm gonna have a real fine time. Bad luck come my way, but my luck's gonna change someday. A lucky charm, one I can hold in my arms. Cause I just threw my love at you. I'm looking for my lucky star. I'm searching for the girl of my heart. Gonna dance all night, drink some wine, and I'm gonna have a real fine time. Come my way, but my luck's gonna change someday.
That was Eddie Dugas and the A-ha Playboys with Bad Luck Come My Way. I don't want to dwell too much on bad luck, but here's a couple of other things that bring bad mojo upon you. A hat left on a bed, a black cat crossing one's path, and walking underneath a ladder. If you ever wonder where that superstition comes from, a condemned man walking to the gallows often had to pass underneath a ladder before climbing it up to the gallows. In Chinese culture, the numbers 8, 6, and 9 are considered lucky. I prefer the number 7 myself.
Lucky 7!
Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, "Shallow men believe in luck. Strong men believe in cause and effect." The cause is Theme Time Radio Hour, and the effect is 1 hour of music about that mysterious subject, luck. We played Buddy Johnson a lot on Theme Time Radio Hour, and for good reason. He's a forgotten guy who made a whole lot of great records. What we haven't done is played his sister, who was the singer with the band. So here's brother and sister, Betty and Ella Johnson. All right? Okay. You win. Buddy and Ella Johnson, all right, okay, you win. Emily Dickinson had some feelings about luck. She didn't think it was chance at all. Here's what she had to say. Luck is not chance, it's toil. Fortune's expensive smile is earned. The father of mine is that old-fashioned coin we spurned.
Do you have any idea what you've done to us?
Our luck just flew out the window for the next 30 days.
Never look at the backside of a mirror. Because when you do, it'll affect your future. Because you're looking at yourself backwards. But the most important thing is the goddamn hat. Goddamn hat on a bed is the king of them all.
Hell, that's worth at least, what, 15 years bad luck? Or even death?
Lazy Lester became a professional musician almost by accident. He ran into guitarist Lightning Slim, Slim was looking for his harmonica player who had gone missing. Lester played harmonica, and a musical partnership was formed. They both recorded for the Excello record label, and that's where this record comes from. The same thing can happen to you, Lazy Lester.
Don't ever write your name on a jailhouse wall. These funny little signs are true. If you don't believe me, what I say, the same thing could happen to you. Now, when you cut your toenails off, don't ever put them in a crack. Before you leave the jailhouse, man, you're gonna meet yourself coming back. Oh, Shot got out the other day. I told him to watch his step, but he wouldn't listen to what I said and was back before he left. I know you think I'm crazy, but I do know that it's true. If you don't believe me, what I say, the same thing could happen to you.
That was Lazy Lester, and the same thing could happen to you. Talking about various things that could bring bad mojo upon you. Annie Ross is probably best known as 1/3 of the jazz singing trio Lambert, Hendrickson, Ross. They took jazz songs and wrote lyrics for the solos. Perhaps most famously was Annie's version of Wardell Gray's Twisted, which was later covered by Joni Mitchell and Bette Midler. Here she is in a little bit of a straighter jazz context, singing a song written by Duke Ellington. She's accompanied by tenor saxophone player Zoot Sims, and a song called I'm Just a Lucky So-and-So.
As I walk down the street, seems everyone I meet gives me a friendly hello. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so. The birds in every tree are also neighborly. They sing wherever I go. I guess I'm just lucky so and so. If you should ask me the amount that's in my bank account, well, I'd have to admit that I'm slipping. Ooh, but that don't worry me, 'cause confidentially I've a dream that's really a pippin. And when the day is through, each night I hurry to a home where love waits, I know. Comes right down. guess I'm just a lucky soul.
That was Annie Ross and Zoot Sims. I'm just a lucky so-and-so. A lot of people who go on game shows feel lucky. Mathematicians and probability scientists have a thing called the Monty Hall problem, named after the host of the famous game show Let's Make a Deal. It's very complicated. I wouldn't try to explain it to you. Luckily, I know a bunch of people who are good with science. Magician Penn Jillette is one of them. I asked him to explain this to me.
Well, Bob, here's how the Monty Hall problem works. You're playing Let's Make a Deal. Behind one door is a car. Behind the two doors is a goat. You choose, let's say, door number two. And then Monty Hall, who knows where the car is, shows you door number three and says, that's a goat. It's not there. The question is, in the Monty Hall question, do you stay with your original guess? Do you switch, or does it not matter? You may think it doesn't matter at all, but it actually matters greatly. Because if you switch, you have a two-thirds chance of winning. Think of it this way. When you first pick, you have a 1-in-3 chance of being right. You have a 2-in-3 chance of being wrong. You have one choice, there are two left. The fact they show you that one door is not the car doesn't change anything. It's still a two-thirds chance that it's on the other side, that it's wrong. So if you switch, you have a two-thirds chance of winning and getting a car. Unless, of course, you want a goat, in which case, stay with your original. Remember, luck is probability taken personally.
Lady Luck has made her pick. Another listener's turned the trick. Proving once again it pays to listen.
You're listening to Theme Time Radio Hour, and we're talking about luck. Good, bad, and all points in between. Let's reach into the email barrel and see what comes up. Here we are. This one's from William McDuff. He writes us, Dear Bob, I heard on last week's show that next week's subject is going to be about luck. Well, I'm the original bad luck kid. If it started raining soup, I'd be stuck with a fork. What can I do to turn my luck around? Signed, William McDuff. Well, Bill, you don't mind if I call you Bill, do you? There's no such thing as bad luck. As Roy Kroc, who started McDonald's, once said, luck is a dividend of sweat. The more you sweat, the luckier you get. Henry Ward Beecher believed pretty much the same thing. I never knew an early rising, hard-working, prudent man, careful of his earnings, and strictly honest, who complained of bad luck. That said, Bill, there are a few things you can do to be careful. You can avoid black cats, you can avoid broken mirrors, and you can avoid the number 13. 13 has long been considered an unlucky number. Some traditions have it that at the Last Supper, Judas was the 13th to sit at the table, making him bad luck indeed. However, the Mesopotamian Code of Hammurabi from 1686 BC omits 13 and its numbers altogether. This seems to indicate that the superstition existed long before the Christian era. Wherever it originated, so many people frightened of the number 13 that psychologists have created a word to describe this fear. They call it triskaidekaphobia. Hope your luck turns around, Bill. And even if it doesn't, you're always welcome here at Theme Time Radio Hour, where we like to remind you, in the words of Roosevelt Sykes, you can't be lucky all the time.
One thing, darling, I want you to understand. You can't keep running around, baby, from man to man. Oh, you can't be lucky all the time. Right now you got me crying on my pillow, and I'm about to lose my mind. I know you're fine, baby, and you got just what it takes. Age is gonna creep up on you, and you'll begin to break. So
Roosevelt Sykes, featuring Lee Allen on the tenor saxophone, recorded for the Imperial record label down in New Orleans. You can't be lucky all the time. Jean Cocteau once said, we must believe in luck, for how else can we explain the success of those we don't like? Truer words were never spoken, unless they were the ones spoken by Eddie Nowak, a singer and a songwriter, originally from Houston, Texas, who recorded for the Star Day record label. He wanted to be a journalist. We got enough journalists, but not enough people who could sing and write like Eddie Novak. Here he is. Take it away, Lucky.
Walk 5 miles, lose $100. Win a dollar pot and they call it luck. They say, take it away, Lucky, the luckiest man in town. Get hit by a truck and get a busted head. Everybody says, Lucky, he ain't dead. Lucky old Ed, the luckiest man in town. My wife said to me, and she looked kind of coy, said we'd soon have a bigger family. Everybody wants a bundle of joy. So I said to myself, oh, lucky me. Didn't know that's where my trouble began. Other folks have one, but my wife had twins. They said, take them away, Lucky, the luckiest man in town. Set a dozen eggs, 11 roosters hatch. If the mailman comes, he just brings bills. If I got a little jack, I can't find no chill. Can't seem to win, I guess I'll always lose. When the waiter brings the check, my buddy's tying his shoes. He says, take it away, Lucky, luckiest man in town.
Take it away, Lucky, by Eddie Novak. Eddie recorded a song called Psycho, written by Leon Payne, a song about a serial killer, and quite understandably, it never got a lot of airplay, but has become quite a bit of a cult favorite, as is Eddie Novak himself. Here's another guy named Eddie Jones, but he recorded under the name Guitar Slim. He's one of them wild blues guitar players who wore brightly colored suits, and he would dye his hair blue or green or orange to match the suit. He traveled with a 350-foot guitar cord, so he could wander way out of a club while he was playing. Sometimes he would ride on his valet's shoulders as he paraded through the club, playing the guitar behind his head. As a buddy guy said in his autobiography, when I saw him, I made up my mind. I wanted to play like B.B. King, but act like Guitar Slim. I think he plays pretty good. Here he is, the flamboyant Guitar Slim. Bad Luck Blues.
Bad luck is in my family. Lord, and it all half fell on me. Your most I've ever seen. My wife, she outquit me, baby, and all my women's have put me down. My wife, she outquit me, baby, and all my women's have put me down. Yes, I've got no money in my pocket, baby, and my friend
now.
Guitar Slim, Bad Luck Blues. Slim had a hard life. Actually, he made it hard for himself, with his heavy drinking and womanizing, reportedly with a new female companion every night. Earl King, who had to perform as Guitar Slim when Guitar Slim was too drunk to play, remembered that. He would drink a pint of gin and chase it down with a fifth of black port every day. He didn't live long, but the records he made will be remembered forever. The Things I Used to Do, his biggest hit, featured a young piano player named Ray Charles. As a matter of fact, if you listen closely to the record, you can hear Ray yell, probably the first time his voice ever appeared on record. Here's a woman whose father was a full-blooded Iroquois Indian. Her mother was of mixed Irish and Indian heritage. She was born in Doherty, Oklahoma, with the name Catherine Laverne Stakes. She changed her name to Kay Starr and became one of the biggest singers of the 50s. She had so many pop hits that people forget she got her start as a solid jazz singer. No matter what you call it, it's just great singing. Here she is continuing our luck theme with the song Wheel of Fortune.
My day.
be yearning, yearning. Oh, love's precious flame. Oh, wheel of fortune. I'm hoping somehow, if you
Kay Starr with Wheel of Fortune. You know, if you want to see Kay sing that, she made a scopatone of that very song. Scopatones were early music videos. They never quite caught on, but each one of them is a surreal wonder. Look for scopatones and Kay Starr on YouTube. Google her.
Good old Chester. And Chester suggested you go off to his suite for a little visit, old friend. By accident, there was a card table and some cards, am I right?
That's right, sir.
And then he suggested a friendly little game of poker between old friends.
That's right.
And you were very lucky.
Oh, I was
lucky. You won the first 5 hands, didn't you?
That's
and then,
right,
bam, boom, before you knew it, the $500 was gone, right?
It's exactly the way it happens.
That's exactly the way it always happens. Oh, Dwayne, how could you be such a fool?
Oh, Sarge, I'm
please,
such a...
Please, I can't stand to see a fat man cry.
People like to gamble. People hate to lose. And when they lose, they blame luck. The Stanley Brothers are no exception. Here's Ralph and Carter from 1958 on the King record label. The song called If I Lose.
I never thought I'm on back, sweet mama, back where you belong. I've gambled over town, find that I can't win. I'm on back, pick me up again. Now if I lose, let me lose, let me lose.
Was the Stanley Brothers with the song composed by Charlie Poole, If I Lose. Charlie Poole, who was considered one of the fathers of country music, developed his unique three-finger picket banjo style, caused him an injury to his hand from when on a drunken dare caught a fast-pitched baseball bare-handed, breaking several fingers that never properly healed. They were permanently curved in towards his palm. Instead of bemoaning his bad luck, he developed this unique banjo style that anticipated the more famous bluegrass style of Earl Scruggs. Some people would have given up after breaking their fingers. Charlie Poole didn't, and he changed the face of country music. The poet Robert Burns had a few words to say about fickle fortune. Let me share them with you. Though fickle fortune has deceived me, she promised fair and performed but ill. Of mistress, friends, and wealth bereaved me, yet a bare heart shall support me still. I'll act with prudence as far as I'm able, but if success I must never find, then come misfortune, I bid thee welcome. I'll meet thee with an undaunted mind. Fickle fortune, Robert Burns. unlucky poet. This next group started off their career called the Quails, but believe it or not, there was already another group called the Quails. Well, these guys changed theirs to the Orbits and made this record for the Chess record label. They recorded it down in New Orleans in Cosmo Matassa's studio, and it's called Mr. Hard Luck, all about the chinches and the bedbugs.
I was standing on the corner, doing no harm. For long came police, he took me by my arm. He called me Mr. Hard Luck, but Hard Luck is not my name. Well, I'm always having trouble, so it fits me just the same. Well, he ran me to the station on $100 bill. I didn't have no money, so I spent 8 days in jail.
Bedbugs and the changes were playing a game of ball. The score was 2-1. The bedbug was ahead, but the changes hit a home run and they knocked me out of bed. They call me Mr. Hard Luck, but Hard Luck is not my name.
The Orbits, Mr. Hard Luck. Sounds like Earl Palmer on the drums there. And if you want to find the original Mr. Hard Luck, you might find him in the Bible, in the book of Job. Among one of the more popular good luck charms is a rabbit's butt. Probably wasn't that lucky for the rabbit. Another good luck charm is a horseshoe. But you got to hang that with the points going upwards so the good luck doesn't pour out. Another good luck charm is the four-leaf clover. According to legend, Eve carried a four-leaf clover out of the Garden of Eden. Another belief is among the Druids, who believed the four-leaf clover was a sign of luck. In 1620, Sir John Milton wrote, "If a man walking in the fields finds any four-leaf grass, he shall in a small while find some good thing."
"'Tis luck to catch a leprechaun, but of course, nobody can. Now, if those laddies ever did catch me, they'd catch me Lucky Charms, a new old cereal with a charming difference. Marshmallow bits in lucky shapes. Yellow moons, green four-leaf clovers, orange stars, pink hearts. Glory be, free shamrocks."
Here's Little Johnny Taylor, not to be confused with Johnny Taylor. Little Johnny Taylor came to Los Angeles in 1950, and like a lot of soul singers, started off in a gospel group, singing with the Mighty Clouds of Joy, before crossing over secular. Here's a song from the early 60s, recorded for the Galaxy record label, "You Win, I Lose." Here's Little Johnny Taylor.
"Your love for me, it used to be strong. I got to loving another man in our home. I tried
Was Little Johnny Taylor, You Win, I Lose. Heads I win, tail you lose. Gamblers believe that past events will affect future events, such as a coin toss. This is not true. Every time you toss a coin, it's a 50-50 chance that it'll come up heads or tails, no matter how many times it came up one or the other immediately before. That's how they build all those big hotels in Las Vegas. While we're on the subject of probability, here are the odds of some events. The odds of injuring yourself shaving are 6,585 to 1. The odds of being struck by lightning are 576,000 to 1. But the odds of being killed by lightning are 2,320,000 to 1. How about that? The Bakersfield sound is well represented by Buck Owens and Merle Haggard. But there's one other guy who sometimes gets ignored. His name is Wynn Stewart, and we want to shine the theme time spotlight on him right now. Here's a song he recorded for the Challenge record label called Three Cheers for the Losers. An optimistic song for a pessimistic bunch. Wynn Stewart.
Now gather around me, blues. I'd like to make a toast. Let's all extend three cheers to a guy that's lost the most. I don't want your pity or your sympathy. Just three cheers for the loser, that's me. Well, I set out to win her, knowing I might lose. I didn't think I'd end up talking to the blues. The only thing I didn't lose is her haunting memory. Three cheers for the loser, that's me. Now, blues, I stand before you, and I'm still hurting yet. The things I've been through, you know I won't forget. Still, I took it like a man, you know I set her free. Three tears for the loser. set out to win her, knowing I might lose. I didn't think I'd end up talking to the blues. The only thing I didn't lose is her haunting memory. Three tears for the loser, that's me. For the loser, that's me.
That was Wynn Stewart with Three Cheers for the Losers. Perhaps he was talking about William F. Bennett, who blew an estimated $8 million in slot machines and video poker. Bennett was President Bush's drug czar and had scolded illegal substance abusers for not confronting their own addictions. He denied that he risked his family's security by saying, "I don't play the milk money," and he promised to quit gambling. $8 million would have bought his family a whole lot of milk. Everybody loves an underdog, and everybody feels bad for the loser. Wynn Stewart's not the only one who sang a song about him. The great Frank Sinatra, "Here's to the Losers," a toast to those who've lost all they have.
Here's to those who love not wisely, no, not wisely, but too well. To the girl who sighs with envy when she hears that wedding bell. To the guy who'd throw a party if he knew someone to call. Here's to the losers, bless them all. Here's to those who drink their dinners when that lady doesn't show. To the girls who wait for kisses underneath that mistletoe. To the lonely summer lovers when the leaves begin to fall. Here's to the losers, bless them all. Hey, Tom, Dick, and Harry, coming out of the rain. Those torches you carry must be drowned in champagne. Here's the last toast of the evening. Here's to those who still believe. All the losers will be winners. All the givers shall receive. Here's to trouble-free tomorrows. May your sorrows all be small. Here's to the losers. Bless them all. Hey, Tom, Dick, and Harry, coming out of that rain. Those torches you carry must be drowned in champagne. Here's the last toast of the evening. Here's to those who still believe. All the losers will be winners. All the givers shall receive. Here's to trouble-free tomorrows. May your sorrows all be small. Here's to the losers. Here's to the losers. Here's to the losers. Bless them all.
That was Old Blue Eyes from the Reprise record label. Here's to the losers. And it looks like our luck has just run out, and time along with it. So if luck is on our side, we'll be back at the same place at the same time next week on Theme Time Radio Hour. So cross your fingers, and we'll see you then. Good luck to you.
You've been listening to Theme Time Radio Hour with your host, Bob Dylan. Produced by Eddie Gorodetsky. Associate producer, Sonny Webster. Continuity by Eats Martin. edited by Damian Rodriguez. Supervising editor, Rob McCumber. The Theme Time research team, Diane Lapson and Bernie Bernstein. With additional research by Lynn Sheridan, Kimberly Williams, and Robert Bauer. Production assistance by Jim McBeam. Special thanks to Randy Azradi, Debbie Sweeney, Coco Shumia, and Samson's Diner. For XM Radio, Lee Abrams. Recorded in Studio B, the Abernathy Building. Studio engineer, Tex Carbone. This has been a Greywater Park production in association with Big Red Tree. This is your announcer, Pierre Mancini, speaking. Join us again next week for Theme Time Radio Hour when the subject is tears.
Theme Time Radio Hour is brought to you by Cadillac.